An AI model as powerful as ChatGPT-4 was built at a fraction of the cost. Not just that, its release triggered a $600 billion market crash. Sounds unbelievable. Well, let's break it down. In 2023, a Chinese startup, DeepSeek, was founded by Liang Wenfeng. Fast forward to 10th January 2025, and they unveiled their latest AI model, DeepSeek R1. Here's the shocking part. It was built in just 2 months. Cost only $5.6 million. Compare that to ChatGPT-4, which cost between $40 to $80 million. So how did a small Chinese startup build a cutting-edge AI model at such a low cost? And more importantly, why did this lead to Nvidia losing $600 billion in market value? On January 27, 2025, Nvidia's stock plummeted 17%, wiping out $600 billion in market value. The entire US stock market lost nearly $1 trillion in a single day. Now the question is, why did Nvidia's stock drop so significantly compared to other tech companies? If you look at Nvidia's core business model, they design and manufacture high-performance GPUs, graphics processing units, for gaming and AI computing. Nvidia's chips power many of the world's top AI models and supercomputers, including ChatGPT-4. Now here comes the DeepSeek effect. Since DeepSeek developed its AI model at a remarkably low cost of around $5.6 million, this is what raised questions about the sustainability of Nvidia's high-priced GPUs. Nvidia investors feared that if competitors could achieve similar or better results with significantly lower costs, then demand for Nvidia's more expensive chips would decline, leading to a substantial drop in revenue projection for the company. And that triggered a sell-off, where Nvidia shares plunged over 17% on January 27, 2025, resulting in nearly $600 billion in market value loss. It is simple economics: lower demand, lower revenue, stock crash. DeepSeek has cracked the code to making AI models drastically cheaper, not just for training but also for running them in real time. It is up to 10 times cheaper than OpenAI's models. If you look at AI models, they're extremely expensive to train and run. Companies like OpenAI and Google spend millions on GPUs just to keep their AI running. But DeepSeek changed the game by cutting GPU costs for training, reducing computing power needed for real-time use, making AI models cheaper to run, up to 10 times less than OpenAI. But how did they achieve this? Let's dive in. Now, training an AI model like ChatGPT-4 requires thousands of high-end Nvidia GPUs. Now, running these models also need massive computing power, meaning high costs. That's why AI services charge users. They need to recover GPU expenses. So if running AI is so expensive, how did DeepSeek manage to bring costs down? Now, here smart optimization techniques come. AI researchers have known for years that some techniques can reduce GPU usage. The problem is, no one figured out how to put them together effectively, until DeepSeek did. Instead of tens of thousands of GPUs, DeepSeek used a far smaller number to train their model. They optimized training efficiency, reducing the cost per AI model significantly. Now here is the biggest breakthrough. Instead of needing hundreds of GPUs to run AI, DeepSeek has reduced it to just tens of GPUs. This means faster, cheaper AI responses with way lower operational costs. DeepSeek's commercial API costs up to 10 times less than OpenAI's paid models. This means startups and businesses can afford AI models more easily. AI becomes more accessible to mid-tier companies. Lower cost is equal to faster AI adoption worldwide. Now, unlike ChatGPT-4, DeepSeek is completely open source. You can download the model, modify it, and run it if you have the hardware. This allows anyone to build on top of DeepSeek's AI. Now, this is not just about cost, it's about breaking the AI monopoly. With DeepSeek's open source approach, more companies can enter the AI space. Developers can innovate faster. The AI industry moves towards decentralization. Now, imagine an AI future where you don't need a massive tech giant to run powerful AI models. DeepSeek is making that possible. So if you see, AI is about to get way more affordable, and that changes everything. Now, an important thing to understand here is, as I mentioned, Nvidia's chips power many of the world's top AI models and supercomputers. So, is it possible that this Chinese company is also relying on Nvidia's GPUs? It is being said that DeepSeek is using 50,000 Nvidia H100 GPUs for computing. The cost of one H100 GPU is around $25,000. In Indian currency, it is somewhere around 30 to 50 lakhs. H100 model is the most powerful chip that Nvidia has produced. And it is considered one of the top GPUs in the world for AI applications. But initially, DeepSeek said they used 2000 Nvidia H800 GPUs. Even these chips are top-notch. But the important point is, how did the Chinese company get their hands on these GPUs despite US export restriction? The US government imposed a ban on the export of Nvidia's H100 and A100 GPUs to China and other countries in September 2022. Because they didn't want their rival countries to do any significant advancement in AI and other military capabilities. For the American government, the biggest concern is not how AI will benefit society. Their main concern is that if China or Russia get their hands on these supercomputer chips, it will fuel their breakthroughs in AI, which will ultimately lead to more advanced computers for the military. Now, buying or selling high-end US chips is not illegal in China. There are many publicly available tender documents that shows dozens of Chinese entities have bought and taken receipt of Nvidia chips since restrictions were imposed. For example, in December 2023, the Shandong Artificial Intelligence Institute awarded a 290,000 yuan, that is $40,500 contract, for 5 Nvidia A100 chips. So like this, there are few big universities and research institutes in China that have purchased these high-end GPUs like A100 and H100, but in very small quantities, and they are used for educational or small-scale purposes. And if you see, these acquisitions are in very small quantities. And Nvidia does not have any issue selling such small amounts because they know that with these quantities, a large language model LLM can't be built. For example, ChatGPT-4 requires 30,000 A100 chips. So in this sense, such business deals fall within the bounds of export control laws, as selling such small quantities is allowed. However, the surprising part comes when DeepSeek says that they used 50,000 H100 chips, or initially they used 2,000 Nvidia H800 GPUs to build their AI model. Then an important question arises, where did they get these 50,000 chips from? So this is where you have to understand that when the United States banned the export of Nvidia chips in December 2022, the underground market in China for these chips went up like anything. Now how is that possible? There could be two reasons. One, maybe reverse engineering must have started. Again, that would take a long time. Or the second way is that Chinese companies sometimes get access to extra Nvidia products that end up in the market after large US companies receive their shipments. Something like leftover or unsold stock. This extra stock, which wasn't used or sold by the US companies, ends up being available in the market for other buyers. Then these Chinese vendors either buy this extra stock from the market or use companies or third-party setup in other countries like India, Taiwan or Singapore to import the products, avoiding direct trade restriction between China and the US. So you can call this potential smuggling or covert operation. But apart from this, we also have to appreciate China's tech brains. All this incident points out that Chinese companies have shown resilience in navigating export controls by sourcing chips from various global markets, including acquiring older models or less advanced chips that remain outside the scope of US restrictions. This quality of adaptability is worth appreciating because DeepSeek has demonstrated you can do a great job using existing resources effectively. Their research suggests that advanced chips may not be strictly necessary for creating high-performing AI models, and that goes on to show that they can achieve competitive results with available technology. There is another thing that needs to be appreciated. DeepSeek has made their own source code available to the public. The company released several models under open source licenses, including the DeepSeek R1 model, which was launched a couple of days back. This means developers worldwide can use and modify it for free. On the other hand, if you look at ChatGPT-4, it is not open source. While it is accessible to users through the OpenAI API, but then the underlying source code, model architecture are legally protected and they are not publicly available. This means that developers cannot reproduce or modify the model as they would with open source software. China disrupted the US monopoly on AI. But should we trust it? Many argue that if you use DeepSeek, China will collect your data. But let's be honest, the US has been doing this for decades. The real battle isn't about AI models, it's about data control. Now, here's something even more interesting. No matter who builds AI, they still need Nvidia GPUs. Now, if you see, OpenAI's ChatGPT is a US company and DeepSeek is a Chinese company. But even then, the Chinese company made this AI model using US Nvidia chips. The main point that comes out of this is that no matter which country makes the AI model, the computing power or capability comes from Nvidia GPUs. Nvidia remains the biggest winner in this AI race, at least for now. AI isn't going anywhere. This is just the beginning. More models will be created at lower costs. The expenses are only going to decrease and AI capability will increase, making it bigger and more accessible to common mid-tier companies. And DeepSeek's open source initiative has started this. You will still use NVIDIA chips, whether it is a first-tier chip or a second-tier chip. The demand is only going to increase in the near future. There are many people who are saying that China simply copy-pasted the ChatGPT mode. But then where the hell did they copy from? OpenAI's ChatGPT model is not open sourced. The source code is not available to public. So this is where we have to appreciate the tech brains in China who made something even more cheaper and gave away the source code for free, disrupting the US monopoly. AI is here to stay and it will only get cheaper and more accessible. NVIDIA's role is far from over. As AI expands, demand for GPUs will only increase. China versus US AI war will escalate into a battle over data control and infrastructure. So what I'm trying to say is DeepSeek has certainly done a commendable job in building its AI model and utilizing the limited GPUs they have access to, which is impressive. However, it is also true that United States has a strong record of capitalizing on any emerging technology and creating a narrative around it, and then raising funds to support that technology's growth. This has been a strategy used by companies like OpenAI to secure large investments by emphasizing the need for more resources to develop AI further. As the demand for GPUs rises, especially with AI models becoming more advanced and widely used, GPU prices can increase, making the overall cost of AI development and usage more expensive. This cycle of funding, development, and increased demand for resources does contribute to higher prices, both for the hardware and the AI model themselves. So this combination of capitalizing on potential and increasing demand for GPUs could make the technology more expensive over time, benefiting companies that control the hardware like NVIDIA. There is also one political lesson that we can learn from this incident. So basically, the censorship company, that is China, makes DeepSeek source code free and open, while the democratic country, that is the US, closes theirs. So basically, this technological innovation will be seen as a form of warfare, where we will witness America imposing sanctions or bans, citing that the chances of data breach are high. In this way, America and China will enter into a different kind of war, a war over data and AI. This will lead to more money being spent on AI infrastructure and its protection. Anyhow, I end this video here. If there is any more progress, I will get back on that. Thanks for watching and I'll see you in the next one.